I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh my God, it's like Valentine's fever around here. It's crazy. I'm going through the songs for today and they're all the crazy little Valentine. Like, I don't think I've ever heard this first song that we're going to play this morning.
Maybe you have. I'm sure you've played it before.
I doubt it. Find out.
Well, your taste in music is suspect, that's for sure.
Please.
How can you say you like Def Leppard more than ZZ?
Really easily. I like Def Leppard more than ZZ Top. Like, they don't even compare.
Like, right, they don't compare, that's for sure.
Yeah, that is for sure.
Right.
Like, ZZ Top has like one or two songs I like. Tush, and you mentioned LaGrange, which is a good one. That's it. All that crap, the digga 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 stuff. I hate that stuff. I hate ZZ Top, actually. I'll go that far.
Damn.
But I like some of their early, like, super bluesy, like, hard blues.
Okay.
But Def Leppard, oh my God.
Anyway, happy
Valentine's. But I love you.
Right, happy Valentine. I can't even argue this with you.
Well, right, because it's taste, and you can't really argue someone's taste.
Well, it's not that, really. It's just that I'm just going to let you have it.
No.
You have your Def Leppard.
You can like your ZZ Top. Look, this way we don't have to share. I'll keep the Def Leppard in the divorce, and you keep all the ZZ Top.
We're divorcing now?
Well, you seem mad. No, today's our day to celebrate our love, Vinny.
I was kind of hoping we'd just cruise through a show. I mean, we've been having, you've been calling this the best week ever,
it
and
is.
Quite frankly, it's gone pretty well.
Dude.
Especially after last week and the disaster that was.
That was a disaster. There's no question.
Like, by comparison, there's no doubt things have gone.
Maybe it's like a manifestation, like, you know, what isn't that the secret? Like, there's some whole, like, DVD set you can watch called The Secret where you think things will happen, you say them, you try to manifest, and then they manifest themselves. Like, I said this was going to be the best week ever, just, you know, in the blind hope that it would be, because I couldn't take another last week.
Right.
And it has been the best effing
week. It has.
And ending with a Friday before a four-day weekend.
Mine is like, as we get to February, I'm already thinking, I can't wait for October. So there's already that.
Oh, my God. I can wait for October.
I can't.
Give me July the whole time.
Anyway. I can't wait for October. But this week's been incredible.
Right.
Like, every day on the way home from work, I have scored. Every day.
It must have been foggy, though, yesterday.
And still scored.
Still good.
Still scored, right. And still had the best time and... Randomly, there's Peter Cook with
Lighthouse Realty.
Oh, I didn't say
shame.
That. It's no shame.
You hadn't even talked ahead of time. You just found him out of the search.
There
spot?
We were.
A lot of people out.
No,
just the two of you.
Well,
how
two
romantic.
Others, but it was like really fun and happy, good times. Incredible. Biggest smile on my face. Oh, I did get a speeding ticket on the way home, but that...
Oh, no.
The smile right off my face.
Oh, no.
But the truth is, even I know it was petty and pathetic that I got it. Like, I was just all, wow, we're really doing this, dude? Where's your trainee, like, above your name tag on...
Like, well, this what is, were you doing?
He says I was doing 70 and a 55. I wasn't even doing that. I was like... truly in the slow lane with one hand on the wheel and a big smile like I had nowhere to be. And even then, it's I'm looking at him like...
I think their clocking stuff is questionable. It never seems like they have
matter.
My exact
even,
speed.
Even someone listening now is like, wait, you were alone on an empty highway doing, let's say it was 70 in a 55 in the slow lane with no one around me. Who's going to write that ticket? Only a trainee.
I agree with you. And I also think they say there's something about prevailing conditions, like that you can argue your way out of a ticket by just saying, listen, the prevailing conditions are, this is an empty road. The visibility is just fine.
It didn't even, you know what? I didn't even say a word. Not one.
You can argue it in court, though.
I know, but I mean, I didn't even say hello. I, like, sat there. Like,
maybe,
I just couldn't believe
listen
it.
Listen to me. Everyone knows your voice. And the cops listen to us.
No, I didn't say one word.
Hello, coppers.
But the displeasure.
But you
know I can't hide my displeasure.
Oh, no. He could feel it when he approached the car. There's no question that when displeasure is happening on that side of the board, I'm pressed against the wall on this side of the board.
I need your license. And I go. I pointed to where it was. And he goes, yeah. I reached there. Handed it. Like, I was just, I couldn't believe we were doing what we were doing. I thought, actually, I didn't think it was speeding that I was in trouble for.
Oh.
I thought, well, what must I have done?
Right, illegally
crossed
the
wrong
middle
line or
something?
No, I thought maybe something was wrong on my car. Mm. Like, did a, you know, did a
taillight
or something. I don't even know. But anyway, it doesn't matter. It didn't even burst my buzz. I left, like, I just.
How much was it for? Or you don't know?
I don't even know, and I don't even care. I'm telling you, there's times where I am so deserving.
Yeah.
And I've gotten away. In fact, as I pulled away, I went, I've gotten away with times when I deserved a ticket. I'm just going to chalk it up to that, because there's times when.
Sometimes it comes around.
Not as I was let off, but just as I, you know.
I was doing 80 in a 50.
And right. I didn't get in trouble. So this is, we'll just call this.
What about
evening?
Points and stuff on your license? Were you?
I have no points.
So now you'll
have one, I guess.
You might be able to go to traffic school.
I did
John,
that recently.
John gets them off of the.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And recently enough that it's not going to be an option. It doesn't matter. I shouldn't have even brought that up. But
I like it. I like that it didn't ruin your week.
No,
that's a testament to how great this week has been. That didn't ruin your day.
I left the water, and me and Peter walked out of the water.
Lighthouse Realty.
I didn't say that. There is no shame. It's just my friend
Peter. Cook, Lighthouse Realty.
Okay, well,
if you're looking for anything down south of San Jose, he's your guy.
Well, we are. It's fine.
The point is, I just got out. We got out of the water, and we were both happy and smiling, and just like high five. Like, all
Woo!
Right, you have a great
Good
day.
Day.
I'll try to see you soon. And he goes, I'll see you tomorrow. And I go, all right.
Oh, back out here?
Yeah,
oh,
hope so.
Funny.
We'll
yeah.
see.
You all loaded up, ready to go?
You bet I am.
On the way home?
And although, and it's so nice to get so much exercise. So, frankly, because of the pot pies and the Amy's cheese pizza, there's some shame for you.
Shame. Well, that's
like,
some shame for you.
I'm holding steady. I worked off. I did 800 something calories on my little Apple Watch yesterday. Let
oh,
me
boy.
See here.
That's. I've been wishing I had an Apple Watch lately, because man,
you have one. I gave you one a long time ago.
I've been wishing I had it on. I guess is what I'm trying to say. I don't even know where it is.
I'm sure you gave it away. It's okay. I'm not mad at you.
And I'm sure it's in a drawer actually, because I think it's still paired with all my crap. But it made me feel so guilty a lot.
You shouldn't.
Yeah, 892 calories yesterday.
Ooh.
And I held steady
yeah.
due to the Amy's cheese pizza.
How many calories in the...
I don't know.
Do you
but
eat the whole thing?
Of course I
Look
do.
Look that up. Let's find out how many calories in an Amy's cheese pizza. Personal size? Is this a large pizza?
No,
they
no,
only
no.
come
it's
in the
about,
small?
It's about...
10 inches?
What is that?
10 inches.
Okay.
10, maybe 12. I mean, it's a small pizza.
I wouldn't
pizza.
Know anything about 10 inches.
Is
I wish I did.
Right here? Is that the one you eat?
Let me see. Yeah, that's the one.
All right, let me find some.
The whole pizza. See how many servings are in it and do the multiplication. I'm sure it's like 8 servings of the pizza.
Well, I'm sure that my 892 calories worked off went right back in when I did that.
What do you got for me over there?
That's painful.
Calories.
Looks like, well, calories from fat.
Don't worry, you'll be eating.
Just
290?
Per serving, and there's how many servings? 2, probably.
Well, is this the same one? I think it says 4.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
No. That's a 4 that's cheese a, pizza. I didn't eat that one. I just
oh, which
had
one did you
plain
have?
Cheese pizza.
Cheese pizza.
It doesn't matter.
It matters. It totally matters. I want to know.
The point is,
I want to know what it's going to cost me to eat a whole Amy's pizza.
My weight is staying flat because I've been able to get out and exercise, thankfully.
Well, that's good.
So
it's nice.
And I'm hoping for more today.
Yeah,
it looks like 290 calories. It's just one serving for that one.
Yeah, it's not that big.
Oh, my God.
I wouldn't call it.
That is doable.
And they're not over the top with the cheese. Like, the cheese, each string of cheese just kind of makes it to the next string of cheese.
Light cheese.
Well, it's not one of those where you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Holy.
Like, when you go into a New York pizzeria, right, and when it goes in, it's a mound of cheese on top.
No, it's not like
and
that.
That's going to melt down.
No, each string just
a lake of goodness.
Kind of is near the other string.
Oh, nice. So you could pull it off and it would look lacy. You could pull the whole thing off.
Oh, no.
And
once
it up and
when it cooks, they sort of just meet each other.
Oh.
But when you're looking at it uncooked, there's a lot of red real estate in there in between the
nice
pieces.
Nice little sticks of cheese.
So that's you nice kind of, all right. Whatever. I'm not going to argue it.
No.
Because I just want to eat this and be done.
Right.
And move on to my Survivor episode.
Oh, I know. I know Brandon did.
Absolutely.
I'm going to tell you guys
Vaughn
something.
Did.
Is Yul's wife's name Sophia?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, did she land a hot piece of property.
I was
that
actually
guy
thinking
is
that at one point. He was looking at that one girl. I think he was talking to Sophie on the show. And they, like, he just looked so handsome.
Oh, well, he's good looking.
Oh.
He's muscular. Mm. He's super smart.
Mm-hmm.
He already won $1 million bucks, and he's in position for the $2 million win.
Well, I mean, it's early days, man.
I know, but that's why
you
can say without jinxing him that he's in position. I mean, he wasn't talked about as a vote off yet.
And they focused on him. Like, his opinion mattered.
Yeah. Well, there he was going, I think these old schoolers. I loved it.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, that's great.
I'm really psyched for him.
Boston Rob is a much better player than he even gets credit for. I mean, he gets a lot of credit, but dang, the way he confronted the, well, are we he, not? We shouldn't
no,
talk about it
we
yet.
We can talk about it.
No, we're going to talk about it in 3 minutes or
well,
whatever.
Well, we will,
it is.
But I mean, we can start now. I mean, listen, believe me, the only reason it wasn't the first thing I brought up is because I really felt like would it be rude for me to talk about what I want to talk about?
Well, I ran around, I squirted my gear, and I got it hung on the tree
everyone
thinks that there's
a dead
person
hanging, right, sure.
It's a wetsuit, people. What is the problem? It's going to be there for an hour.
Relax, I'll take it down.
I was walking by, and I thought someone was... Why would someone be hanging
like,
on a tree?
How can you live in Santa Cruz for any length of time
and not know
that there are wetsuits hanging off everything?
Anyway, I rinsed my gear, and I ran around, and I hung out with Leo and I did his where do they poop and pee, whatever the litter
is.
The litter box. And I got all the stuff done.
Did you give me my Prozac?
And I got he doesn't take that anymore. And I got the pizza cooked and I got in front of my
girl. All right.
And watched 2 hours of that.
I know. It was
like
hours,
I restarted it. I didn't even, what I'd seen the morning, but I just restarted it.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Just let it go.
Fantastic. Good watching.
Mm.
You like it?
Oh my God. I loved it. I was really bummed. So listen, don't say any names, I guess. I mean, at this point, it's 2 days later, so spoilers.
Be damned. What you mean to say?
I guess. I mean, I think we should just say, like, the first person. I was very bummed by the first person who was voted off. I actually thought that the in the challenge, like her swimming skills were
that's
insane.
Probably why they voted her off, right?
No, they
no
see that you need strong people before the tribes merge. See, you guys, you newbies.
Yeah,
if you're not
totally,
knowing.
Yeah,
you got two tribes at first and you win immunity as a group. So you actually need the strong people in order to, like, it was foolish.
But
yes,
everyone is strong.
Mm.
Every one of the people there has won $1 million. So there's no gimme vote, even in early days.
Right.
So I get why they went for her.
I thought that Boston Rob would be the first to go, but I mean, maybe they're...
No,
but
he's already... But
they
that's
threw
it.
His name out, but
he's already
working
it. He went right up to that person and confront. I thought, oh my God.
But he confronted him in a way that was not unfriendly.
No, I know. That's
he's
it.
He's really good at getting what he needs out of you.
That's why I'm saying he's a good player.
He is.
And you're, I mean.
All right, listen, let's try an experiment. me and you, shut up, Bryn and Nicole, talk about Survivor.
Oh, man. This might be, it's harder because this season I don't think is a typical season, right? Like, we joined and we're just watching all the winners compete.
Yeah.
So we don't know what the typical season really looks like. They're all supposedly really good.
Well, you
Everybody's
got, okay, so here's
alliances.
The thing. Let me help you. Sorry, I'm Normally, you have dead meat.
Right. That's what I expect.
You don't have any dead meat in this season.
Everybody knows how to
play. I almost feel like I should go back and watch another season so that I can actually appreciate it the way you guys do.
Well, if you want to torture yourself, go ahead.
I guess so. Well, the 2 hour thing last night, I didn't expect that. I thought it was an hour, and I watched
it
like
an hour, and then I was like, oh, it's two. Okay, I'll watch it though. And I kind of got the premise of it and was like, okay, they're all winners, so that's why it's so cutthroat. And then when they said, oh, it's a $2 million prize, I understood it more, like the stakes of it. I was impressed by Boston Rob, though, a lot. Because me and Bryn's our first time actually getting into it. So I was like, oh, like when he was throwing the people over that rolly thing, that was a hard challenge. Yeah, but he was throwing at everybody.
Good.
And so I thought that was interesting.
But then they couldn't get him over.
No, they couldn't.
I'm like, dude, you're the biggest guy. I get that you're putting some people over, but Jesus.
Yeah, and then I just thought it was interesting how they all like form their alliances. And immediately, right off the bat, they're like, oh, we got to do. Hey, you want to work together? Hey, you want to work together? And it's just really interesting. And the entire time I was watching it, I was just cracking up because I can totally picture Brandon. Because when we were interns, he would literally tell me his game plans. If he was on the game, he'd be like, I would do this.
Oh, that must have been so interesting for you.
Yeah. And I was like, okay. I was like, sure, that will work. Like,
yeah. Okay, Bryn, go ahead. Your thoughts.
Well, you know, I have to admit that I watched it with a laptop on. Know, constantly worrying. I had to worry about you guys, right?
Wow.
So there's that. And then
Doesn't count.
This is that. That's actually rude.
Well, no, I was doing other things because, you know, this is like, I wanted to make sure I caught up with it. And I didn't really pause it when I went to the bathroom. Even I could have.
So you missed stuff.
No, I may have missed a couple things, but I certainly perked up every time I saw Yul on the screen because I know that, you know, he's a local and he's going to be on the show soon too. So I was really proud of my boy. Who also wrote in directly. He was like, hey, super
excited. Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, what did
he
say?
He's super excited to be on. It's great to meet you and appreciate your interest in having me on the show. He gave us a huge rundown of why he wants to be in, but I'll hand it to you later.
Oh, he put reasons why he wants
to. Why he wanted to return to the show. Why he,
return to Survivor.
Exactly.
I see.
This
I was like,
40th thing.
Oh. I thought it was about us. Oh, it's about the show.
About Survivor, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, we thought it was the reasons he wanted to come on here.
Oh, no, but he does want to come on here. He's very happy and looking forward to it, is what he says here.
So has he also said probably he can't come on until he's either voted off or wins the show?
Well, he certainly can't talk about anything, so maybe
we need to definitely wait.
We'll wait. Yeah.
And I want to, yeah, I mean, I'm rooting.
We should root for him. He's our guy. He lives right down the street.
Someone wrote yesterday, and you know texters, love you, but you can't trust what they've said. Until you verify it.
That's right.
Someone wrote that there's another guy that's local.
Oh, who?
I don't know. That's the thing. You guys, he was like, or whoever was like, you've jumped on Yul, but there's another person who's local. And I just went, sorry.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sorry about it.
I can't even think.
I only know Yul.
Yeah, look down the list.
And now it's too late. I've already chosen Yul.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's Adam.
Oh, that kid Adam?
Yeah.
I was like, get that kid off.
Oh, no.
Forget Natalie.
Yeah, here it is. Adam Klein is from
Burlingame.
Oh, my God. I think that when he won a couple seasons ago, we knew that.
Oh.
I think we were. Remember, he was sort of wimpy through the whole thing, and then he winds up winning? Oh, Brandon remembers. Okay, so if Yul goes, we'll jump on Adam.
Okay. Well,
or maybe we'll sort of like.
I've already made my call. I'm going
like,
Yul.
Listen, I'm Boston Rob.
Okay, you're Boston Rob.
I can't believe that they voted off Amba.
Why?
I mean, I can believe it, but I just. What do you think about the Edge of Extinction thing? I think, and the fire tokens,
great.
And I think.
Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
It's a great twist. It's they continue to do.
It'll be interesting
very
to see
cool
how
stuff.
People survive there. Because remember what an S show it was the last time they did Edge of Extinction? Like, that one woman, Reese or whatever her name was, she was falling apart.
Yeah.
What was her name?
Something.
Reby?
Reese. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
But she was bitter. And
oh,
she was. She was one of your people, too.
Oh, she was
a
Boston chick?
I think she was a Boston chick. But she was bitter.
She was
mouthy from go.
Yeah, just kind of a nasty, like, I don't know, these people that don't have like a sense of themselves and how they come off in the world around them. Like I get the feeling she's a viber. Like you
text
can't be
just saying Adam is the guy who his mom died.
Yep.
Oh.
His mom died.
While he was on the show?
She was sick while he went, and then when he came back, she died, I think, in the interim between the show airing.
Oh, right. That's right.
Well, what can you say to that other than I'm sorry for your loss?
When I did my Survivor audition, I met him. He was at the San Francisco.
He was? He was just hanging out?
Yeah.
Just because. Well, local, yeah.
Yeah, well, I guess why not, right? I wonder if they do that at all the audition spots, if they're like, hey, you live nearby. Come on out, Survivor family people.
That's one place where your Survivor fame or legend
it matters.
You know, that can get you whatever it is you're looking for, right?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, hey I'm Adam.
You.
I know who you are.
Oh, my God. Of course I know who you are.
Right.
In season 28 and episode 9, when you did that one thing with the idol. Oh.
You know, I mean, I bet at the random local bar, hey, I'm Adam is, yeah, whatever, small fry. I'm looking over at that guy right there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Doesn't
have the same kind of currency.
Right.
All right. KLSE HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. This is it, you guys. We're going to start Valentine's Day right now with a song by Martina McBride and Jim Brickman.
Who?
Martina McBride and Jim Brickman. Ready? Go. Oh, my God. I already feel like my heart has swelled by times two.
You are not. This is a bit. This is your best bit.
Thank you.
When do you change it?
I don't. I think Jane put it in.
Can you guys embrace this, please? Just embrace it. Listen to the
did
music.
You
stop.
Pick this?
Oh, this is you.
Just embrace it.
We did this.
Turn off your mics.
You picked this?
Turn off your mics.
Oh, what a beautiful song. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Do you like that song?
Yeah, I like that song.
You
especially
do?
Especially on Valentine's Day.
All right.
When it calls for it.
Do you like sing that to Anita? Are you going to sing that to her later?
Yeah, you know me. All about the serenading.
I can't tell if he's kidding, though. He seems to like those kind of songs.
And you can see her, like, just open.
And he does sing.
She won't have that.
She doesn't want you to sing to her? Doesn't she know you're a singer?
Does John ever actually, like, sing to you to serenade you? I'm pretty sure you guys jam and sing together. It's like an activity.
Sometimes, though, he looks right at me. I can tell he's just not focused, and I'm so easy to look at. I'm easy on the eyes. But sometimes he does lock eyes with me. I'm like, this is almost uncomfortable.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This time with John, you get uncomfortable if he locks eyes with
because
you?
Because I think he's like going into zombie mode. Like he'll be playing and he'll sing some part of some song and he's like staring right at me. I'm like, do I look away? Like that's a hard thing when someone's singing to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like where do I put my eyes? Do I close my eyes and go and then like open them? Oh, still looking. Close them back up. Like it's so weird.
Slowly drop your panties?
Oh, I didn't know about that part. That's right.
Wait, what did he just say? Back in the conversation. You know, the truth is, I'm sitting there going,
to slowly drop your panties.
None of my Valentine's thoughts coincide with this song at all. Like
until the last sentence I said.
Right. Now all of a sudden I'm back.
I'm sorry, your panties coming off?
Right.
What's happening? Let's see. Oh, this starts right now. Hey, yummy Valentines. Justin Bieber. He is young. Levi Stadium, May 22nd.
See you there.
Yeah. Do we know if there's an opening act for that?
Gotta be.
Yeah.
Gotta be.
Will it be like the Wiggles or something?
But any opening act at a stadium show usually is just bummed. They know they're starting and they know no one is in their seats yet. And they're just... But you're
Doesn't
on
matter.
The Justin
you're,
Bieber tour.
You're
what are you going to do? You're right.
Exactly.
You go out there and you do your best.
Getting paid.
I know... Taylor Swift had Camila Cabello and is it Charlie XCX? Was that also?
I
think so, yeah.
And they, you know, I'm told they performed their asses off, but no one was in their seats yet. It was kind of early and still daylight, so they didn't get quite the.
Well,
but whatever.
I'm sure their fans ran up to the front.
Right, you're on the Taylor Swift tour. Why wouldn't you be?
Right. Did they bring them out later? Like, did Taylor have them come out and the three of them do a song together?
I don't remember.
That'd be so cute.
They did.
Really? Oh,
they did perform together. I forget which song it was, but they...
Did you go?
No, I watched her Reputation tour on Netflix.
There you go.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I throw things on, you know.
Sure, why wouldn't you?
Just have it, and sometimes I'm doing a lot of other
things. How was she? Did she seem amazing?
Yeah, come on. I mean, even if she wasn't,
Tay-Tay.
The way they produce it, it's going to show her in the best light
possible.
Right,
that's true. They're not going to put it in the thing where she's like, I forget the words.
Yeah, it was a fun watch. It was an easy watch.
If you're calling number 9 right now, 800-400-3697, you get Justin Bieber tickets. Levi Stadium, May 22nd. The tickets go on sale today at noon at Ticketmaster.com. And your next chance to win is 1 hour from now. We're doing this all Valentine's Day long. All morning. In fact, I think we get to stay till noon again to do the contest.
Oh, yeah. Man.
That'll be fun. I love staying here till noon. Hey, baby.
Me too.
Yeah. Always be mine. So little. Isn't that young voice?
Yeah, he's like 13.
Baby, baby, baby. Oh. All right. I want to go through Maria's email really fast. I know we talked about Survivor already, but you had your assignment, and if you did your homework, you're just fine with us. You're going to listen.
You know, it's a lot more, like, tolerable when you've watched it.
When you know, uh-huh. Right?
And by the way, it's Yul's birthday today. happy birthday on Valentine's Day.
Oh, and happy birthday to my mom.
Oh, your mom is a Valentine's birthday, baby, Sandy.
She sure is. Happy birthday, Mom.
Oh, Sandy. Oh, Sandy. Happy birthday. Does she listen to your show?
What's the question?
Does she listen?
She knows not to tell me that she listens.
But she does. Hi, Sandy.
I'm going to guess that she does on occasion. But
why
she doesn't.
She's a retired lady.
Right. No, and I think she has the same pride that your mom has.
Sure,
but she doesn't.
Of course.
She knows not to text me during the show. I mean, I don't think.
Maybe Sandy could text my mom and tell her about that.
That's between you and your mom.
Well, you know, I haven't told my mom. Under no circumstances do you tell me anything about listening to the show.
She doesn't need, I don't think my mom needs to hear that from me. Mm. She knows me.
Yes. So let's do, this is Maria from Napa. She's like our Big Brother and Survivor correspondent. She really loves the shows and writes all the time. She said, at the start of the episode, I had no idea who most of those people are, so I didn't have a favorite at that time. It is funny how I've watched every single season of the 20 seasons, and I was like, I don't know those people. There's five people that I'm like, I don't know.
One of the more recent winners, and I know that because they featured her for a second during the tribal council as she was sort of going, it's going too fast. My mind can't handle it. And I was like, why would you say all this? Ding
Who was
dong.
That?
I don't even, Michelle, is that her name?
Is she recent?
She's a fairly recent winner.
How funny.
And they even said, I was a surprise winner because I didn't have a really.
She was sitting next to like Ty and somebody else who was.
She was sitting next to Amber, I thought.
No, but I mean, like when it was down to three, I remember looking at
Oh, yeah,
that
it was
going,
Ty. Right. It was Ty and,
you. And
someone else.
Someone else who would like done stuff in the game.
And
that
she
just
won.
Shows you how bitter people are
well,
in that game.
I was surprised.
For Michelle, because I remember that win. Like,
I never see the finale, and I don't know. I didn't know her at all. And I probably watched that whole season and didn't know her at all.
Well, we watched it if Ty was on it, and we watched the Ty seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ty was robbed. So I'm with this chick, Maria. I didn't know half those people. The first challenge, really exciting. She said the crab versus the snake was also pretty good, too. Did you guys catch the crab versus the snake?
Mm-hmm. I was like, what is that? And then I realized it was a snake when it got away. I was like, oh, that's cool.
They do some of the photography they do there that they, you know, like underwater stuff. And it's beautiful. What, I want to go to Fiji bad.
It looks really nice. I'm like, I don't want to be in those conditions, like trying to survive, but it looks like a nice vacation.
Sure. If I had a nice villa.
Nature shots.
And a house staff.
Work. Yeah. They set the tone of where they are. It's neat. I like
it. Well, and they'll often do like something eating something else on that show just because that's the theme of the show. Mm-hmm. They eat each other.
I want to say it was on Tuesday. I was in the ocean, and I'm just sitting there.
Did something eat you?
No, but out of honestly, with no warning, a huge porpoise.
Oh, thank God, a porpoise.
Surfaces the distance from me to you. How far is that? 5 feet?
Probably.
Right next to me. And as it comes up, all I see is the dorsal
fin. First.
And I go, oh my God. It was so close. Did you pee? No, I didn't pee. And no, I didn't freak. But I did say something. And the dude who was within earshot of me goes, please tell me that was. And I was like, we're good. There's two of them right in between us right now. Because they were that close. It's neat. You want that stuff as part of the experience.
You're in wildlife. You're in the jungle, baby.
And I like that they show those shots. There's no question they should have that. It sets the tone.
Well, and those reefs are so beautiful there. Like, they just, when they show the overheads over the various challenges, it's like, look at, I just want to be face down in the water with a snorkel all day.
Right. Right.
Anyway, Adam and Denise put targets on themselves by going out away from the group. I can see how they could have gotten lost even with a map. It's not like using a street map with clear landmarks. When Jeff asked if anyone had an idol to play, I noticed people pointedly looking at them to see if they had one, says Maria. I do feel like, look, really, you get lost in the map. There's only so many paths. Like,
oh, no, that's just jive.
That's
just BS.
She says, going into tribal, I was the most lost I've ever been about who might be voted out. I thought they did a great job on both the tribals, not knowing for sure who was going to get voted out.
I love that they purposefully showed some of the, well, maybe that was just part of the shot, but everybody hugged like this. It's like,
oh, as in hashtag me too.
Just
hashtag
let me
please
just
don't
not be in anyone's bad.
I didn't even notice that.
I did.
That's funny.
I was like, oh, that's not a hug. That's a
that's a shoulder tap. Oh, nice to see you.
That's a fourth grade. I want to see space between you two.
Yeah. Leave room for Jesus.
Right.
Yeah. The fire tokens, she likes the addition of that, especially how they can be used to help people on edge of extinction. And then she says, she's really echoing what we just said. Rob basically ran that second challenge for his team. He got the boat back on track. He got them close enough so he could leap for it. And then he launched people over that rolling thing. That rolling thing was crazy.
Mm-hmm. That was hard.
I was rooting for Rob just because of that, and then they won after being so far behind.
I'm rooting for him because he's got a bigger gut than me. I love that he just put on weight for this thing.
I was thinking that he must have done that on purpose, although, you know, he's 50 or something.
He had the weight last season, Island of the Idols.
Right.
He had that weight.
Yes, he did.
So he's just carrying dad bod. I love it.
And then Maria says,
although he's very hairless, isn't he?
He is pretty hairless.
Like, wow, that's actually a boob.
It's pretty. Looks good.
Doesn't look
fine. Nice.
Surprised he doesn't have to wear a top.
Maria says, what is wrong with people when they all stop talking when someone comes up to them? How hard is it to have a simple conversation with someone to make them feel safe?
It's hard.
Yeah, it is. Well, especially when you're just like, oh, crap, we don't have a backup topic.
Right, you're caught.
With Kim, I loved that so much.
Oh, I felt so bad for her. She says, is it weird that I feel bad for Rob that Amber got voted off? No, I don't think that's weird.
Well, she's got a chance.
Sure, she does.
My mom made a great point that...
Really, Brandon? Go
on. Yeah. So,
Brandon! Hey,
you watch it with your mommy?
Good morning.
I watch with my family. We discuss for a long time.
Yeah.
It's a thing. But Amber is going to be over on Extinction Island, and she can give all of the crap to Rob.
Yes.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Play as a team.
Like, I bet Sandra and Rob are working together, honestly, and... I think that. I don't think Sandra's dumb enough to be all emotional. I hate him because he lied to me. I think they might just be playing some roles.
That's interesting. In order to keep the spotlight off of those two, because they were just on Island of the Idols.
That's
solid.
It's a possible fake out. But you know what? She's busy, dude. She is busy from go. She's working every angle and telling lies already.
And gets in people's face, and somehow that works for her where it doesn't work for other people. She's a smart girl. I think she put on a little weight for this, you know. She needs to be able to sustain through the whole thing.
Well, she was quick to not to participate in the challenge.
Yeah.
She was like, I'll sit out.
Yeah. I know. I noticed that, too, and I actually thought to myself, that was probably for the best.
She coached him up, though. She didn't just sit there. Yeah. She was, at one point, she's like, Tony, get over here. He's looking around at the sky or whatever, looking back behind him, and she's yelling at him. I thought,
eyes on the prize, buddy.
Right. Let's win. They lost, though, didn't they? Oh, sorry.
That's okay. It's Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. Love is in the air. I'm not sure if you guys have noticed it. I mean, I think it's palpable. I mean, the love. I feel like I'm all cozied up, like in a soft pillow. There's like little hearts exploding all around me. It's like I'm on Insta Live and love is flowing. Love at first sight. Who believes in it? I believe in it. I believe in love. No? No, Nicole. No. Oh, you young thing. You're already ruined. Brandon, no. Brandon,
yeah,
no. Vaughn, love at first sight? No. Am I, Vinny, you believe in love at first sight?
I believe you can see someone and be completely drunk on that.
Yeah.
But that's not love. Love is something that develops and is earned over time.
What if you were like, oh, I love that person, well, like at first sight?
I have that feeling fairly regularly before I got men. Of course, now.
Now, never, of course. I mean, you're closed
but,
up now.
I mean,
one
I used
man.
To just go to the grocery store and be like, oh my God, that lady is everything.
My
to
wife
me.
Is holding the melons.
I'll be back tomorrow.
I wonder if she will, or if she'll get all her grocery shopping for the week done. What about you, Bernie?
No.
Oh, well, I'm the only one.
You believe in love at first sight.
I think it happens, sure. Certainly was that way for me and Whitey.
It's like I'd love to bone you at first sight, really. So.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's something, too.
It was love.
An instant sort of... I don't know what you want to call that, connection or fire or, you know, whatever. But
sure.
That's not love. That's something else.
Lust.
So here are, well, sure, of course
it's
lust.
It's called a boner.
When you're a girl, you just, all you see is hearts.
All right.
Oh, I want to kiss him. Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones. Michael says, I looked at her and I said, Catherine, I'm going to be the father of your children. Love at first sight.
And she said... HR?
No, she didn't. She said, meet me in my trailer in half an hour.
All right.
Let's get started on our brood.
I guess if you're Michael Douglas, you don't get reported to HR. Everyone else does.
She's like, do you know that our birthdays are both on the same day, 50 years apart? He's all, oh my God, that makes it even better.
They're not 50 years
No, I don't think they're 50, but there's a solid amount of time in between, but they have the same birthday or something like that. I don't know. Taraji P. Henson and her fiance, Kelvin Hayden. I don't know who that is. She actually says she fell in love with his picture before she even met him. She looked at the picture and she said, a friend of hers was like, look at this guy. She goes, I zoomed into his eyes and I was like, he just touched me in my heart. And now they're engaged.
Well, that's, I mean, good for them. If it works, if that lust, if you're allowed to take that lust to its obvious next destination, which is a date and bed, and then yeah, it can become love, and then I can see why you'd think that.
So I loved you from the moment I met you.
Then it works.
Yep.
Then you do believe love, in love at first sight.
I loved you at first sight.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Are you telling me that first day that we spent together, you didn't fall in love with me too?
No, I did, but that wasn't first
see?
Sight.
Love at first sight. Oh, really? You thought I was what? You thought I was butt ugly first sight?
No, I'm saying...
We were in love by the end of that day.
Yeah,
and
true.
And we sparked from the second we started. We started talking back and forth.
Right. And I had so much on you by the time I left that day. It was amazing.
I really opened up to you. I really
you did.
It was
give
a
it
huge
all to
mistake.
Me.
It was a huge mistake.
Well, you didn't know how the show was going to go.
You're right. I didn't. I did not know. The Vinny factor was real. Let me see who else I like here. Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi. They first met backstage at VH1's Big and 04 Awards. I don't even know if those exist anymore. Portia says, Ellen took my breath away. My knees were weak.
I'm happy for them.
I know, me too. Matt Damon and his wife, Luciana, who I think was a waitress. She was like, or something. Matt says, I saw her across the room and it was like there was a beam of light shining down on her. She was radiating joy. Matt Damon.
And he hit on her right there at the restaurant?
I don't know. Maybe he kept going back to the restaurant. Matt Damon! David and Victoria Beckham. David fell for her while watching a Spice Girls video. He said he told a friend, see the girl in the dark short dress? I'm going to marry her.
I mean, I get it. I do. I'll tell you a story about that lust at first sight, which is really what it is. I saw this girl at the Whole Foods in San Mateo and was like, oh my God, I love her. I didn't really love her. I just, you know, her look, she had all the stuff that I like. And then I never asked her out because she worked there. And I was hoping to see her elsewhere, which never happened.
But you don't want to ask someone out at work.
No.
You chat her up?
Well, I talked to her, but I wasn't going to put her on the spot. She's someone who worked at my local, the store I was at daily. So then,
daily, because it became daily whether it needed to be or not.
I just go to the grocery store. Mm-hmm. That's what I do.
Sure. That's that and
so
surf.
I hadn't seen her, this person who was, I never dated.
That
we
you
never,
were in love with.
I didn't, anyway, the point is, I saw her, I want to say a month ago. At a different location.
Oh my God. Does like Christina know?
There's nothing happened.
You can never go. You can never go to that location again.
Well,
you can never see her again.
I didn't matter. The point was, yes, times passed, and I saw her and went, "Oh, you? Huh? Weird."
Did your heart skip a beat?
No, it didn't.
Thank God. Well, thank goodness. It's coming up in the news, Vinny.
Oh, you're going to jump out on that?
Well, I mean, you need to get out of this.
I do.
Yeah.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.